person who had the short, got the short part of it, his wish was supposedly to come true, you know.
What about in relation to getting married? Did they ever have any, did you ever hear anything like
no,
that?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm. We just always make wishes when we pull it.
But
we
if you
knew
got
it was going to come true if we got the short part.
If you get the short part, it would come true. If you got the large part, it wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
What would you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard? What would you call these? Or when you're making, say, gravy or...
I'd call it the giblets.
What about the inside parts of the hog? I know you've heard of people eating beef. What would you call the inside part that you might eat?
Like the liver and the...
What about the intestines that you might eat?
What do they... Some people eat them, but I sure wouldn't. The chitlins. Yes, chitlins. My father would. They'd always have them. There was one particular unknown man in the town who grew up. He'd have a chitlin supper every year. And he would invite the men's club from the church, you know, to come to his house and have a chitlin supper.
And that was a regular occasion?
Yes, once a year. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they were fixed?
No, I have no idea.
Do you know anything about it? Have you ever been around when they were cleaning these or doing anything?
Sure haven't.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores on a farm, you might say it's...
Feeding time.
How do you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Oh, I have no idea. Lois.
Do you remember ever hearing anyone talk about this?
Or not calling cows in.
To make them stand still when you milk them?
I never heard that used. I can't remember, rather.
What about to call baby, or small cows or calves?
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody call a cow calf in. My husband might know that, but I sure don't.
What about when you're riding on a buggy or a horse-drawn cart? Would there be any way that you'd tell them to go left or right that you can remember?
No, I can't remember.
But when you were calling horses to go somewhere, what would you say to them?
Get up. Giddy up, horsey.
If you were riding, that's what you would say.
That's
to.
Right.
You'd say this to urge him on to go. And what about
yes.
If you wanted to stop, what would you say?
Oh, you say, whoa.
Now, I know you've heard this one. If you have been around any farms with hogs, how would you call the hogs?
I don't know. I really don't know how you call a hog.
What about sheep?
I don't know anything about calling animals. Except a kitty cat and a dog.
How would you call your dog? By his name?
By his name and say, here Ike, here Ike.
What about chicken?
I'll whistle for him.
What about chicken?
I really don't know. Excuse me. Excuse me.
If you were driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand when you're driving them?
In the reins.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
The stirrups.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks, say, to the left of the other, or that?
Oh, I really don't know, Rose.
If something is not right near at hand, you'd say, or if some place is not far from here, such as the Uchi plantation, you'd say it's just a little
piece down the road.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had you as far as talking about the distance.